Bill Rayburn really likes baseball, and he has ever since he was a kid.
Baseball, I think, was a little bit of an equalizer. You didn't have to be the best-looking kid in the class, the best-liked in the class, but if you were good or at least worked hard and tried to be good, you know, you could be an equal on the playing field.
And Rayburn has turned that love for the game into something much bigger. He's retired now, but he spent years in real estate, freight, and university athletics. And in retirement, he builds baseball bats that resemble those from the game's early history. He even restores bats, many of which were used in the game's early history. Oh, and then he single-handedly produces the entire line of bats for one of the nation's largest classic baseball memorabilia producers in his garage in Murray, Kentucky.
Now this is gonna get kind of dusty.
Each day, Rayburn occupies the small shop adjacent his home west of town. Inside, walls are lined with bats of various shapes or stages of completion. He has a series of new bats with oddly shaped handles. He says they represent the dead ball era, when a baseball was softer and more emphasis was put on field positions and strategic bunts. With each new bat, he starts with a 3-inch billet of ash or maple, which he marks and whittles down on a lathe, carefully carving away excess wood in 1-inch increments. As he carves away, using different sized tools, the corrugated form of a bat appears. To the untrained eye, it looks ready, but Rayburn has a secret.
I don't care how fine of sandpaper you get, you're still sanding against the grain, and if you just stained it at that point, you're going to have lines. Some of the other companies that make these bats, they stop at that point. But when you sand with the grain, then you get all those cross grain marks out, and it really makes for a nice, pretty finish.
Rayburn started making bats about 6 years ago. He taught himself how to operate a lathe with the help of a family friend and a furniture repair background. Not long after, he amassed a sizable collection.
These things take up a little space, and after you make a few, you know, you don't want to quit making them, but you can only have so many.
Since, Rayburn has partnered with the Huntington Baseball Company, and his bats have shipped in bulk to big-name retailers like RedEnvelope.com and, more recently, the New York Times online gift store, selling for about $150 per bat. But Rayburn hasn't sold away his entire bat collection or any other memorabilia, which he proudly displays throughout his home. And now, during this lull in baseball action, and as the December holiday season looms, Rayburn will spend his coming weeks in his little garage living out his perfect retirement, bat by bat, one season at a time. For WKMS News, I'm Austin Ramsey.